This is the sound of operatic royalty warming up. Grammy-nominated mezzo-soprano and native of Rome, Georgia, Jamie Barton visited our studio recently. She graced us with a few vocal exercises and spoke about her next big performance at an international singing competition that's known to help launch careers. Jamie Barton, it is a delight to welcome you.
Thank you so much. It's a delight to be here.
You have been selected as the United States representative to the 2013 BBC Cardiff Singer of the World competition.
Dun-da-da-da!
Yeah. Please tell us about the competition.
For opera singers, we kind of consider it the Olympics of opera singing competitions. The people who have won this competition have gone on to have careers that are just incredible. Olga Borodina. Dmitri Horstovsky. Nicole Cabell was the last American winner. They all go on to have these careers that are just magnificent. It's once every 2 years, country representatives. It's really an honor to be chosen.
How do you prepare?
Oh, it's been quite a quick preparation for it. I discovered that I was going to be representing the United States in December, late December, and I needed to be able to get my repertory lists in by sometime in the middle of February. So choosing this 14 to 20 minutes worth of music per round was actually very, very difficult. Programming something that is really well-rounded, but also, hopefully, you will walk out and people will go, wow. I have been singing Au Mont Fernand for a good long time. It has been a very good friend to me in terms of competitions. So I am certainly bringing that.
Would you set the context of that for our listener?
You have Leonore, who is in love with Fernand. This aria actually comes right at the moment when she realizes that Fernand wants to marry her, but he will never accept that she has been the mistress of the king. This man who used to be a monk will reject her.
Welcome to the world of opera.
Exactly. And so she decides within this aria, he needs to know. He needs to know what kind of a woman I am, who I am, the truth, to have even a chance of respecting me. It's really a powerful, powerful piece.
If you could put yourself in that moment before you walk out on stage to compete, what is it you do?
I think of the stories. I think of the characters. Because that immediately puts me into what I'm going to give on the stage. I also put myself in a very singery state of mind. You know, if there's a couple of high notes, which there generally are, I've got to think of, you know, how am I going to approach that? But for me, the weeks, months of preparation means that I'm going on muscle memory singing. And as long as I can come from a place where I believe the story that I'm telling, then I really truly think that I'm giving my best. Because it's the truth that I think people want to see on stage. So for me, it's really, really important to spend the moments before I go on stage thinking about, where was this character 5 minutes before they were singing this? You know, what brought them to this? And then put myself in that area. At that point, I get to tell a story. That is the highlight for being an opera singer for me.